The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Pat. How's it going?
It's going very well. Now, we've often heard the term miracle drug applied to things over the years, like penicillin, I suppose, would be definitely a candidate for miracle drug. But it turns out that this family of drugs headed by Ozempic might qualify for the term.
Yeah, lots of excitement, Pat. It turns out Ozempic does more than just treat obesity. And as you know, it's a big one for obesity and for type 2 diabetes. There's hundreds of trials running, Pat, on all kinds of diseases where Ozempic might show benefits. And we're talking about Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, addiction, even depression. So suddenly, Ozempic is in the frame for treating many different diseases.
Now, tell me why, you know, where it's designed to quell your appetite and do something to your gut, it might work on your brain.
It does, yeah. I mean, the addiction is interesting. So what it does is you make it after you've had a meal. It's a natural thing. Ozempic is actually a synthetic man-made form of this. And you make it after a meal, and then it helps your pancreas release insulin, and insulin helps you metabolize glucose and so on. But it's in the brain as well, and it stops you craving food. You stop eating, basically, because of Ozempic. And therefore, if you take it as a drug now, that seems to regulate your overall appetite for many things, not just food. So it's kind of a byproduct of its effects on our diet and our metabolism.
Now, presumably in the body, I mean, the pancreas generating insulin works very quickly. People know who monitor their blood sugars, how quickly it'll come and go. Yep. Your blood sugar can tumble because of the generation of insulin. But of course, this synthetic might be knocking around for a little while.
It is. That's the really key thing. The synthetic one is more stable. So the natural hormone is made after a meal and affects, as you say, your insulin levels. And of course, Novo Nordisk, the company, they made a synthetic form, but it's much more stable. And that was done for a reason, to make it more effective, if you like, as a therapeutic. But of course, it's there for longer. It lasts as long as a week, actually. So a single injection can stick around your body for a week. And then some gets into your brain, they think, and really enhances this brain effect, I guess, is the way to think of it. So it's kind of a consequence of a man-made version of a natural hormone. So what's going on here?
Now, what sort of tests are being run and by whom? Because you've got to do them very carefully. We know that the drug is safe to consume because obviously it wouldn't get to market if it wasn't safe to consume. But to judge its effects on these other conditions, what are they doing?
Yeah, it's remarkable. Literally hundreds of trials are running. It's a huge thing, and addiction being a big one. Alcoholism, as we know, is a massive sort of issue for people. And they're running trials at the moment. It's a funny one, Pat. There's a special bar in America where people go in who are alcoholics, sadly, and they stay there for weeks, and they see if the Ozempic can stop them having cravings for alcohol, for example, you know, and they can test it extremely carefully. Now, obviously, safety is a big concern here. You've got to make sure it's safe as well as everything else, and this is different to obesity. But as we speak, there's trials running on alcoholics. A big one, Pat, that was fantastic was opioid addiction. One study has shown that Ozempic can decrease cravings by 40% for people who are addicted to opioids, which is, of course, a big effect. And you imagine if you're decreasing your cravings by half in that trial. These are still small enough trials. More has to be done, basically, with more numbers to make sure these things are evident. But that kind of trial has got people very excited, because here we have a possible way now to treat a very severe addiction.
Now, one of the things that you work on in many different spheres in your activity is inflammation. And that seems to be at the heart of why this might work in the heart or on Alzheimer's or on Parkinson's. Explain.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. They noticed, for example, it was effective on kidney disease. Now, some of the effects could be because you're decreasing obesity in people, and that has a beneficial effect in, say, heart disease, for example. But they noticed an effect on kidney disease, and that was an anti-inflammatory effect. The kidneys were getting less inflamed in some people, and that was separate to any effect on obesity. And next thing, then, there's a hint of things in Parkinson's. And again, that would be dampening the inflammation in the brain. So this stuff, Ozempic or GLP-1, the natural form, seems to have anti-inflammatory properties in our bodies as well. And therefore, the idea is, as you were saying earlier, could this be the wonder thing? In other words, it's not just obesity, it's not just diabetes, but now it's anti-inflammatory on top. And there's so many inflammatory conditions, including Parkinson's, where this could show benefits. And again, the trials are showing promise, which is remarkable. But as I say, they need more data to back it up, really. But so far, so good.
But they're doing these blind trials, clinical trials, where you have people getting nothing, getting a placebo, and then people getting the... And the evidence is compelling for some of these conditions.
It is. In Parkinson's in particular, Pat, they showed an improvement in symptoms. If someone had Parkinson's and they were given Ozempic, they saw a hint of some of the symptoms sort of improve. improving. And of course, they were saying, what's this about? It was surprising in a way. You know? But yet again, the evidence was suggesting some beneficial effect on symptomology. And of course, as you know, Parkinson's has all kinds of troubling symptoms. And here we had an effect. But you're quite right. The big trials are needed now with the placebo group and the control group and so on to make sure that the Ozempic is having this effect. And obviously, Novo are going full steam ahead, Pat, because you can imagine if it works beyond diabetes, it'll be a huge success for the likes of Novo to have this as a drug for Parkinson's. So they're investing a lot of money now in these trials in the hope that they'll work.
And what's the theory about depression and anxiety being mitigated by this?
Yeah, well, again, that was a really fascinating one. Obviously, it affects cravings in your brain and this sense of satisfaction, you might say, with food and so on, you know, and that was noticed early on. And now they know it affects serotonin. Now, serotonin, of course, is a key neurotransmitter in our brains. Antidepressants often boost serotonin. And now it seems that this stuff can boost serotonin too. And of course, that would suggest a role for treating depression. And again, a big trial running to see if this is antidepressant. It could be a brand new class of antidepressants is the idea, working through kind of a different mechanism than the regular antidepressants. So again, there's a lot of excitement around that.
Also, excitement about the possibility of treating arthritis with this. I mean, arthritis is kind of an autoimmune condition, isn't it, involving inflammation?
It is. Again, if it's a global anti-inflammatory, and all the evidence so far suggests it's suppressed inflammation anywhere. And of course, in your joints, you get arthritis, where the joints become very inflamed. And again, they're seeing beneficial effects, mainly in animals at the moment, of course. They test first in animals, and they see this effect in these arthritis models in animals. But again, you could see it expanding out now into things like rheumatoid and osteoarthritis in particular.
Now, the problem, I suppose, is long-term effects, because the drugs, although the hormone and I suppose the science has been around for a long time, but Wegovy and Ozempic and other similar drugs have not been in the patient cohort for that long. So
they have it, yeah. Oh, we need caution, Pat. Very important to anybody listening who wants to get access to this. These are very serious drugs to take. They've got side effects. And of course, you're always worrying about the side effect, the risk-benefit ratio. So they cause things like nausea. And a really worrying one, Pat, is decreased muscle mass. So not only do you lose weight in your fat tissue, but you also lose a bit of muscle mass. And that's quite a serious thing in older people, where the muscles weaken a bit, you see. And of course, those kinds of things could be a negative for all of this. So again, in the trials now, they're monitoring those side effects very carefully. And of course, you're weighing up an effect on Parkinson's versus some of these side effects and hoping then that the risk-benefit ratio, if you know what I mean, is towards the benefit effect. So and as you say, Pat, we don't know the long-term effects of these because people haven't been on them for years so far. They've only been approved in 2022, you know. So again, you've got to be slightly cautious at the moment. But again, it isn't halting the trials, obviously.
Yeah.
And these things are being monitored very, very carefully.
Cautious, but excited nonetheless. Luke, thank you very much for joining us. Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.